This is The Good Fight with Barbara McGuigan on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to The Good Fight, and a warm welcome to you, Susan and Miriam.
Thank you, Barbara.
I want to get to something that blessed me so much in the last couple days. When I was reading your very precious and very excellent book, The Little Butterfly Who Loved Jesus, A Story of the Seven Sacraments, I just thought of how remarkably you captured the mind, the wonder, the heart of a child. But even as an adult, I so loved this precious book. And honest to God, when I'm sitting there on this airplane, I was given a talk to Legatus in Phoenix, and here I am reading this, The Little Butterfly Who Loved Jesus on the way. I had a lump in my throat. And when I got to the last chapter, when this Jesus is holding that little dying butterfly, I started to cry. It touched me. It touched me because of the innocence and the purity and just the clarity of the way you captured, as I said, the mind and heart of a child, but the way it explains the seven sacraments and Mother Church. I mean, it's precious, but it's so profound at the same time.
Yeah.
So I got on your website, preciouslifemissions.org. I was on another website. And do you care if I share the summary that I read?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. It said, on a beautiful sunny spring morning, the little caterpillar goes for a nap wrapped in the soft petals of her favorite flower. To her dismay, the flower is picked with her inside it for the parish's first communion celebration. Thus began an adventurous journey into the church. Lost and terrified in a strange world unlike her flowery garden, the little caterpillar makes an astounding discovery, which fills her with love and awe and completely transforms her, changing her life forever. And then it says, and I believe it, and I will stand behind this, your child's life will be changed too, after reading or hearing this amazing story. The Mass will be explained. The real presence will be explained. Eucharistic adoration will be explained. And this loving little parable has brought adults and children back to the sacraments. And I believe that. I believe that because I read many books. I have future saints, many future saints who write books. And I, of course, I am touched by their wonderful books. But this one hit me right between the eyes. So I can't thank you enough, dear ladies, for writing this book. And I want to ask the question, how were you prompted to come up with such precious characters?
Well, my favorite book in the convent was this little book called Dos Meals, My God. And it was about this little mouse. And the little mouse, it was like one page, one sentence on each page, and it showed, I remember one of the pictures was this little mouse in a cornfield, and he says, my God, in Spanish, Dos Meals, the corn is so tall, and I am so afraid and so small, help me. And it went through like about 5 or 10 pages like that, but different things that I could relate to. It was like my relationship with our Lord there in the convent, because I wanted to do so much, and yet I felt so inadequate and stuff like that. It was like our Lord was speaking to me, nurturing me that way.
Yes.
You know, through this little mouse and this little book. I kind of clung onto the little book. I'd give it up, and then I'd get it back. And it was the profound spiritual reading that we had. It was wonderful. But in front of the Blessed Sacrament and everything, I felt like that little mouse, and I could relate to it. And having children, it's the same way with our own children. We were homeschooling. We were, you know, it's when you can explain your relationship with God on a little child's level, it's like becoming like a little child. And that's the way our Lord nurtures us and helps us to trust Him.
Oh, you're so right. You know, we're going to have to take a quick break. We'll come right back to this book. You are listening to The Good Bite on EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, produced by Ave Maria Radio. I'm Barbara McGuigan. Don't go away.